Perek Sheni, Maseches Makos, second Perek, Mishnah Aleph. Elohein HaGolim, these are those that go into exile. That must, a person who must run to the Arei Miklat. HaHoring Nefesh B'Shgaga, a person who kills somebody else, B'Shogeg. There are actually three categories of Shogeg, which the Mishnah now will highlight. There is a Shogeg Gomor, actual accidental case of murder. But then there is a shogeg that is karov leones, that is not, it is accidental, but is even not the fault of the murderer at all. It is a total accident. Right. Then there is a shogeg hakarov lemezid. Then there is a shogeg, an accidental murder, which is very close to being on purpose. In other words, you have actual mezid, that person is given the death penalty. Then you have shogeg, where it was done unintentionally. But there are, in that unintentional shogeg, three possibilities. Either a real shogeg, a real unintentional murder, which that person runs to galus. But then there is two other cases of unintentional murder that also does not have galus. You have a karov lemezid, a situation where it was kind of his negligence, but not necessarily up to a case of actual premeditated murder of mezid, but still not accidental enough to have opportunity to run to galus. And then there is shogeg hakarov leones, which is really accidental, more accidental than a shogeg would require. And as a result, he does not have to go to galus. So here we have some examples the Mishnah will give. First, Hayima'agel b'magila, a person was on top of a roof and he was spreading the tar on the roof with some kind of a rolling pin, and he was going back and forth, and as he was rolling the tar on the roof towards him, it slipped out of his hand, fell off the roof, knocked somebody on the head, and killed him. That is case number one. Number two, Hay Mishalshel Bechavis, V'Nofla Alav V'Haragaso. He was lowering a barrel down from the roof, and then the barrel slipped out of his hands, or off the rope. The rope that he was lowering it slipped out of his hand, and the barrel fell down and hit somebody on the head and killed him. That is case number two. Case number three, Hayayored Basulam, he was moving down a ladder, walking down a ladder, V'nofa Alav Hargaso, he slipped off the ladder, and he himself fell on somebody else and killed him. Hareze Gole, these three examples, the person must go to Arei Miklat and escape from the possibility of being killed by the Gol Hadam, the relative of the murdered victim. Aval, im hayam Moshe b'magila, if he was also rolling the pin, but as he was rolling from down upwards, and then the nofla lo v'hargaso, and then it slipped out of his hands, and, or off the roof, and hit somebody on the head and killed him, or Hayedole Bechavis, he was trying to lift the barrel onto the roof or onto the window, or for that matter, any type of device, a refrigerator, a TV set, he was trying to bring up into the roof. V'nifsak hachevel, and the rope snapped. V'nofla lo v'hargaso, and it fell on somebody and it killed him. Hayedole Basulam, he was climbing up a ladder. The nofla lo v'hargaso, as he was climbing up, he fell off and killed somebody. In these cases, hareze enegole, he does not go to exile. In these cases, he does not go to exile. These are korov leones. These are two accidental. It is like an ones, a total accident. And therefore, he does not have the punishment of going to exile. Zehaklal, this is the basic rule. Kol shebederech yiridaso gola. Any situation where a person is killed while the Rotzeach Beshogeg, is doing an activity, going down Gola, such a activity requires him then to go to Golos. That is what is called a Shogeg. V'shelo b'derech yiridaso, but if somehow this action was not going down, not a motion that was on its way down, ain't a Gola, he does not go to Golos in that situation. In those situations, it is deemed a Karov la'ones. It is too much, it's similar to a total accidental murder, and therefore he will not have to go to Golos. Next situation. Nishmat Habarzel Mikato Vaharag. What would happen right now? A person is chopping wood, and the metal piece of the wood, the actual blade of the axe, falls out of the handle. It slips off. It was loose, I guess, and it was slipped off the wood of the axe, and it struck somebody and killed him. Rebbe Yomer Enagola. In that case, he does not go to Golos. V'chacham Omrim Gola. Chacham saying, no, that is the exact case meant by the Torah, and therefore he should go to Golos. Mina Eitz HaMitbakeya. Now, what would happen if the axe was fine, but some of the wood he was chopping flew off, and that wood hit somebody and killed him? Rebbe Yomer Gola. That case is the case meant by the Torah. In that case, he must go to Golos. V'chacham Omrim Ein Gola. That case, he will not go to Golos, because that is not the case meant by the Torah. Basically, this machlokes hinges upon the pasuk when describing a person chopping wood. It says in the pasuk, "V'noshal habarzel min ha'etz," that the barzel slips min ha'etz from the wood. And the machlokes over here, Rabbi Chachamim, is what is meant by the wood. According to Rabbi, the wood refers to the wood that he is chopping. So therefore, the golas, the slippage, is where the wood flies out from what he is chopping and hits somebody, and therefore that case has golas. However, according to the Chachamim, the eitz over here refers to the actual handle of the axe, and therefore, v'noshal abazim in the eitz means at the barzel, the blade of the axe, slips off of the eitz, off the handle of the axe, and that is what will be killing somebody.